Our book comes out in about a month, and today we are pulling back the curtain and giving you the behind-the-scenes look at how it all came together.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week, we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
April 2020. I think we all remember April 2020.
I feel like I'm still in April 2020.
Not quite. It was a little more extreme than things are today, but it was a really busy month for us. We made Budget Your COVID Dough.
Budget Your COVID Dough!
In April of 2020. We were home all the time with our kids, and we were fielding a lot of questions about personal finances because at that time, everything felt like it was up in the air. So many people in our community were being furloughed or they had lost their jobs or they were fearing that eventually they would. Just so many things were unknown. Hardly any of the stimulus packages, you know, had even been thunk up at that point.
So many question marks and blanks in the future.
Yes, financially speaking, especially, of course, around many other things.
Yeah.
But we were kind of dealing with that financial fallout, if you will, for a lot of families. And we were having a conversation with some friends of ours, and they had mentioned, hey, we know you guys wanted to write a book at some point. It's part of the plan. What about speeding that up? And instead of, you know, we had talked about doing it maybe 3 to 4 years down the road. And the conversation was, wait a minute, why don't we write it now?
About 3 to 4 weeks.
Because people kind of need it as soon as possible. So what do you guys think about now?
So we thought about that. We thought, yeah.
Okay.
Let's give that a shot.
We could do it. So in May of 2020 is when we had the conversation of, you know, choosing a publisher, shopping this book around, talking with the different people in the industry. And July, we were signing on the dotted line with our contract. And the book began.
Yes, it did.
It began.
Fits and starts. We had never written a book before.
No. And it seems like in theory it should be this easy thing.
You sit down and you just type a bunch of stuff out and then it turns into a book.
Now, I will add, I was a little intimidated going into it because I loathed research papers in college. Anytime you had to type an essay, I think for nursing school, one of our finals involved like over 100 pages typed on some research project. And those were typically the bane of my existence.
Yes. And then they wanted us to hit so many words and there was no, you know, bumping it up to 2.2 spacing, making the font 12.3 or anything like that to sneak in a little bit extra. That wouldn't have worked.
No. So the goal, I think, was that we agreed on was 60,000
words. 60,000
words. And it was going to be a step-by-step.
So I didn't use any contractions.
What does that mean?
Can't. Oh. Cannot.
Just to get a few more
pronouns. I'd always spell things out. No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway, in this podcast episode, we are excited to give you some details about the book as it's about to come out.
It's probably printing right now, right?
Probably.
Wherever that printing press is.
October 15th is the launch date of when you can get this in your hands.
Yes.
Pre-orders are happening now, and we're going to talk about that at the end. But we wanted to take this podcast to officially commemorate the book process and take you behind the scenes, or as Jonathan likes to say, pull back the curtain a bit, and just share what it was like writing it. You know, I think in my mind before we actually did write a book, it was a little bit romanticized, you know, in the book or in the movies. If somebody goes away to write a book, they're at a peaceful log cabin
mountain
in
retreat.
The woods.
Yeah.
And it just kind of comes to them and they furiously write through the night and then their manuscript is done. That's how I envisioned this. Mm-hmm. And that is not how the process went.
No.
And so
you furiously write through the night and then you still have to keep writing because it's nowhere near done.
So yeah, we're going to take you through kind of the ups, the downs, the behind
sideways,
the scenes
backwards
journey of this book and how it came together. Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk to you about how to get your hands on a pre-ordered version. Well, not your hands on it.
It might come a little early.
Yes, yeah, that's
they told
true.
Us if we'll you pre-order, it might come early.
And how to get your hands on some bonuses. That's the more important stuff here.
Yes. Now, when we wrote the book, it was an opportunity, sure, to get what we teach here at Wallet Win into a book and out to a lot of folks, right? Not everybody listens to the podcast yet. Mm-hmm. Not everybody certainly is enrolled in Wallet Win Academy or has it through their parish or their workplace.
Right.
But a lot of people read books.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity to get it all out, introduce people to what we teach, and it's a chance for us to kind of spruce it up a little bit,
mm-hmm.
revamp a couple things, because we thought, you know, we've talked about, oh, yeah, you know, maybe we could teach this a little differently, or we could
clarify
look into
this.
Something better here, and if it's going to be in a book, you know, like if it's on our website, well, we can just change the website mm-hmm. whenever we want. We cannot sneak into all these people's houses and edit their book.
Right. You can always come out with a upgraded version.
Yes.
Down the
and
road.
If this is a textbook, we could do that every year.
But we don't want to have to do that to you or to ourselves. Yeah. You know, as things change, of course, we will update it.
Brand new.
But
16th edition.
The backbone of this book, and if you've been listening for a while, you know, we teach what we call the Wallet Win Method, which is comprised of four financial phases and traditionally has been 10 money milestones. But in this book process, that's when we identified chances to clarify points or add certain milestones mm-hmm. to meet that people were kind of asking, hey, wait, where does this one land in the step-by-step
system?
Where
do I do this? Where do I do
that? It's really important, but I don't know where to do it. Or people were waiting too long to do certain ones. And so they needed a home in the money milestones. And so with that in mind, for months, we kind of went back and forth identifying what deserves a milestone, what doesn't, and then how does it look? Let it breathe a little bit. And then once we decided this is the solid new Wallet Win Method with the brand new financial phases and the brand new money milestones, that became the guide point for the entire book. So the book mm-hmm. is not only going to share kind of an introduction setting things up, but then the guide through the book, the chapters that you're going to go through is essentially our method mm-hmm. laid out. Which
yes.
makes it feel like you're going on this journey mm-hmm. chapter by chapter through the different milestones you need to meet in order to create financial freedom in your life for the long haul.
Mm-hmm. And scattered throughout the whole book are stories, both from
stories.
Our lives and mm-hmm. from other wallet winners.
Yes.
So that you know, hey, this has its basis in reality. And it's not just the Texarans.
Nope.
Other real normal people have been able to do this too.
Exactly.
And so if they can do it, maybe I can too.
Exactly. And I felt like that was really important to capture some of those stories. I mean, I would have loved to fill the whole dang book with stories. Maybe in the next version, we'll squeeze a few more in there. But they're so important. And I feel like those are the most inspiring to read. Mm-hmm. Is people taking this and getting results and changing their family tree forever, which is really fun.
Yeah.
So let's get into the nitty-gritty, though, about writing. I remember it was September of 2020 when we finally sat down to have our very first writing day.
Because you said, well, it was in July you signed the thing.
Signed the contract
so
in July.
So what happened in the middle?
So
we were outlining.
July and August, yeah.
We were figuring out what it was that we wanted to say. We didn't just want to sit down and just start typing. We did some outlining, some planning. Oh, yeah, let's put this here. Let's put that there. Let's mm-hmm. revamp this. And then, yes, we sat down to write.
We had talked about different strategies of how the book could be written. You know, you could pull the strategy of we'll both wake up at, you know, 5 a.m. and we'll write for an hour 5 days a week. And then quickly reality caught up to us and that was never going to happen. And we knew that, I mean, COVID was still very much a thing.
Mm-hmm.
in the fall of 2020. And our girls weren't they're not really school aged yet. They weren't at the time. So they were home with us and we were homeschooling them. And we didn't have a lot of childcare options. And so we just knew that the only way this book was going to get written.
Don't worry. There were editors and spell check for the whole book.
was if we sat down and just dedicated like 8 to 10 hour chunks and just exhausted ourselves in that time. Staring at a screen for that long is really hard. And then we just kind of dumped our brains out. And then we went back to living our life, running our life until a week and a half later, and we got to do that again.
Yes.
So we decided, I remember we sat down for that very first writing day, and I think we chunked out 15,000 words.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the word count tool was helpful. Kind of fun. You sit down. Sometimes when you sit down and you're writing and you're doing this and this, and then you go, I wonder how many I wrote. And you go, really? That's it?
Yeah. You and then
other times, other times you're sitting down, you're writing, okay, I guess I feel good about that. And you go, oh, wow, I made some progress.
But I'd say that very first day, we felt really good about ourselves. We felt like a million bucks. Like, oh my goodness, 15,000 words. Okay, 60,000 words.
We'll do this three more times.
Divided by 15,000. cool.
We'll get this thing done by Thursday.
This book's written in 4 to 5 days. Oh, the laugh. Because what I didn't realize in that moment was that all my best stuff I used up on
the
day
easiest,
one. The lowest hanging fruit. I poured out all the stories I had. I captured in detail on day one. I picked all the easy stuff, and that's what we wrote that day.
Yes.
The next time?
It was harder.
It got harder. And then it got harder. And then we were lucky to be eking out 4 to 5,000 words a day. In one of these times.
I think the last day I only wrote about a dozen words.
Oh, right. Well, by that point, it was practically
that last sentence really was a doozy.
But the book ended up, we had that excellent first writing day, and we realized that was going to be our style. And so we had to figure out how to make that happen every couple of weeks or every week.
Yeah.
I think about once a week.
We
came up with a strategy. There was a drop-in daycare that just opened in our area.
Yep.
And it was beautiful, and you didn't have to commit. You could just reserve a day off the cuff if you wanted. And so we did that for the girls, and whenever we felt like it was going to be a good writing day, we secured them there.
And then across the street from that place
genius
was a Panera Bread, which, at least in that time in Nebraska, had reopened the dining room.
Yes.
Wearing your mask, all that stuff, you know, slip it up, sip the coffee, slip it back down, all that business. But Wi-Fi, and right around that time, of course, the $9.99 a month unlimited coffee.
Coffee.
And the first 3 months were free.
Exactly. So we joined this subscription, and we would go over there during the day while the kids were at this drop-in daycare. I remember one time the only mask I could find in the car was a child's mask, and it was a ducky, like a duck bill.
Had a duck on. Yeah, I've had to wear the shark a number of times.
It's so tight, whatever.
Yeah.
But I did it. And people probably thought I was a total loon, but hey, I'm sure enough of us adults have been in that predicament. And people just gotten used to it by this point. But that's what we would do. And that was when we were writing together. Now, at least one other day of the week,
we would swap.
So I would be home with the kids, and Jonathan would leave the house to go to Panera, and he would write. And then we'd flip-flop and do that for the other person. So, again, you got a free coffee every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours, you can get a new beverage. Coffee, hot tea, iced coffee. It's awesome.
So we drank a lot
so
of coffee.
Much coffee.
As we got the book written. But really, it all came together. you know, we had to get more nuanced and in the details. And near winter, you know how you get, it was almost like when you're running a mile, marathon.
Many miles.
Either a half marathon or a marathon. Mm-hmm. You get to a point that people refer to as the wall.
Yes.
Where you've hit a wall and you're struggling to be able to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Literally move forward in that sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We hit our wall, I would say, December. December of 2020. You know, daylight is gone. Most people hit a wall around that time. And it was just getting really discouraging. And one of the most discouraging things, I don't know if you want to speak into this.
Was what, honey?
It was our different temperaments.
When I would write a whole chapter and then you would say, that doesn't make any sense. Why did you do that?
That chapter is absolute garbage. Or the time that I asked Jonathan to write something incredibly specific, and then he literally took an eight-hour day to go write something different.
It was so good, though.
But it didn't belong in the book. You wrote it for some other book.
But you know what? I'll tell you this right now. It's a deleted scene.
Yeah.
I produced many a deleted scene for this book. But some of them have come to light, and not just in the special edition DVD.
Right.
They're starting to come out and be reused.
Some of them will never see the light of day. Some of them we can repurpose in other forms or a fashion.
In spots that fit better, yes.
Now, we joked and we learned through the book that our temperaments, we've always been opposites. That's not a surprise to anybody.
But complimentary.
Complimentary. We write very differently. So here's Amanda's writing style. I get in there, I tell a story, and then I bullet point out the step-by-step systems of how to take this concept that I've just shared in story form, and I break it down in a simple, easy way for you to apply to your own life.
Huh.
Here's Jonathan.
Oh, let's see. What is Jonathan's?
Here's Jonathan. Food metaphor.
Let's start off with some sort of analogy, something like that. Usually, Jonathan... regarding food. I started to, when I was reading through the book at the end, like, you know, trying to like editing and proofreading and stuff before we turned it in again, I tried counting them. I lost count of the food analogies.
Water analogies, food analogies. There were some chapters where he would go from one analogy right into the next,
baby.
Where like you forgot what he was talking about because you were six analogies
deep, and somehow
it was supposed to be about budgeting.
It paints the picture. You see what's going on. You relate it to this other part of your life. It's fantastic. I'll start in with these images, these metaphors, usually about food, and then. I'll walk you through it.
Yes.
I'll talk about what's going on. And
then you,
of course, littered
points.
Through there are a bunch of obscure, I'd say for some folks, obscure pop culture references.
Oh, yes. Some which were deleted because they weren't popular enough.
Not most of them made them in.
We did try to work in all the things that we enjoy. I'm pretty
You've Got Mail.
There's You've Got Mail. There's Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. I'm pretty sure there's Marvel.
Animaniacs.
All the things that like we like.
And a couple just personal phrases and things we wanted to fit in.
Sure. All made it in. But Jonathan, you typically make a point through making it a point, a sideways point. You make a sideways point through like an analogy or a metaphor.
I think this is a sideways compliment.
backhanded compliment. You can see how difficult this was in the book because I would want to, like, we would edit each other's chapters, right?
One person would take a chapter, do most of it. Maybe, right, if I wrote it, Amanda would come in and fill in with some stories and help clean it up.
Right.
When you wrote it, I would come in, fill in some food analogies and help clean it up.
Right. And the hard part there was my gut instinct was to want to rewrite and redo everything Jonathan wrote because it's not the way I would have written it. And then yours was the same. You thought it could be spruced up or it could be more fun. Mm-hmm. And that was difficult. We spent probably a good 3 weeks mad at each other and irritated with one another, just in a stalemate. And then this was December of 2020. We just decided, you know what? We just have to turn the book in as is. Mm-hmm. We had a deadline, I think, of before Christmas, but then our kids ended up getting a couple sicknesses, norovirus, blah, blah, blah. We got an extension to early January. And we just decided, with the help of my mom, like listening and being like, you guys need to knock this off. Just turn it in and let the editor say what's good and what isn't.
This is what was so great about not self-publishing.
Right.
And just, I mean, this thing would have been a pile because we were, I think it's ready.
And
let's
it was,
turn it in.
Oh, yeah. And
chapters got moved.
Yes.
All around. Things got taken out,
you
added, all
clarify
sorts
a bunch
of things.
Oh, totally.
It was so, it's so much better than it was.
It is. And after, so we turned it into January. I'd say, I think we got to breathe. We got to get break up with the book,
mm-hmm.
which was so necessary. You just kind of got to take your feet off of it. It was out of our control at that point, mm-hmm. and that felt good. I think around March, we ended up getting the first round of edits back,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of do this dance. You then correct and fill in what you've been asked. You turn it back in. Then there's another round of edits,
mm-hmm.
and you're kind of just doing this back and forth, back and forth. When will this thing end? And at the final edit, we had to read the book, which when you're writing a book, you don't typically ever read the book start to finish. That doesn't come
together.
And
pieces.
Yes.
It was a lot like when we filmed our videos, when people make movies. You don't do the thing in order.
No, exactly.
You write the stuff when you write it. And so it's all in bits and pieces in our brains. We had to go through and read the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I read it a few times at different, you know, whenever we turn it in, I want to read it. That last time, I probably read it 3 or 4 times. But every time we would read it, we both said, they go, hey.
We wrote a pretty good book.
This is pretty good.
There were times when it was like, wait a minute, who said this? This is a really good paragraph. It was mine.
I'm highlighting that. That's exactly how I would have said it. Who is this guy? He's a genius.
Or I literally thought it was something you wrote because it sounded so foreign to me. I don't remember ever writing it.
Wow, finally, Jonathan's making sense.
Oh, it was my point all along. And we've heard that from author friends before of like, they almost want to have a highlighter as they read through their book, the final version, because they hardly remember some of these things they wrote
mm-hmm.
That they haven't touched or seen in so many months. So we did the back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It was very painful, very purifying. But then in May 2021, so here, that was a year from like that initial conversation, mm-hmm. we had a final manuscript.
Yep, turned in.
Turned in. We went out to dinner to celebrate at a really nice dinner.
Very nice dinner.
It was such a good meal.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for taking me.
Yeah, thank you for taking me.
And now it's set to come out in October of 2021. So May mm-hmm. of 2020 to October of 2021. That is, my friends, a speed book cycle.
Very quick.
Very quick. A year and a half, that's motoring.
From talking about it to actual book
on
in
the
bookstore.
Exactly. Most times, that right there is just the writing process for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, a lot of times a book could take at least 2 years, if not longer. So this was us speeding this out to get into the hands of people who need it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And by right now, we meant a year later.
As fast as possible.
Exactly. As fast as possible. So that was kind of a behind the scenes journey. Yeah, we will always remember COVID quarantine for many, many, many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But the backdrop, the heartbeat of us in our big COVID year, which hasn't technically ended, it's this book. This book ran simultaneously with the COVID ups and downs. This book was right there in it. Our first homeschooling year, we were lucky to homeschool our oldest like an hour or two a week because we were grinding the book out.
She's right up to speed.
She's right. We're at first grade now and we're back on the horn with schooling, and she's doing amazingly. Mm. She didn't lose anything. But it was just a year dedicated to getting this book off the ground. And we're excited to get it out to you. So, John, why don't you talk about this pre-ordering and what they get if they do the pre-order?
Yeah, so it's really easy. You might need a pencil for this one. So this is where you go to pre-order it. walletwin.com/book.
Mm.
B-O-O-K.
walletwin.com/book. Got it. Okay.
And that takes you to this page. It's going to tell you about what you get when you pre-order. So there's some special bonuses that we're going to send you when the book comes out that you only get If you pre-order.
If you order.
So this page is going to be up until October 14th. Mm-hmm. And then after, it's poof, it's gone. So you need to pre-order now. So you go here and then there's a big green button that says pre-order now. And that takes you, of course, to Amazon. So that's going to be the easiest place, you know, if you have an Amazon account.
Who doesn't almost have
everyone
account?
And almost everybody has Amazon Prime, so it's gonna get sent to you. And what's great about ordering on Amazon is the way they do it. Mm-hmm. You will get the book delivered in your hand
early
on the day.
Yeah,
on the 15th. If not early, mm-hmm. A number of other places, like, they'll mail it out on that day. You'll get it on that day. And we were even told by the publisher, yeah, a lot of times it might even come a day or two early.
Yeah,
because they're just, oh well, we got the books. I don't know. I guess we'll. We'll mail them out, or it ships a little faster than they might expect. They want to make sure it's there on that day or a little earlier. So you can sign up for the thing or buy the thing, pre-order it right there, and then you can claim your bonuses. So you come back to our website, walletwin.com/book, fill out the little form, you know, your name, your order number, stuff like that,
yeah.
And you'll get a little video mini course that's going to help you, that's going to go along with the book,
help and really jumpstart your finances.
Yep, money mm-hmm. jumpstart, new money jumpstart to help you get going with what you're learning in the book. You're going to get a new audio talk, Why the World Can't Afford You Being Bad with Money. Mm. So, right, this whole thing, all Walletwin, including the book, certainly, is about handling our money well so that we can do good in the world. We want you to do well so you can do good. And then this talk is going to be about that. You're going to get an invite to our how to save and make money on vacation. So depending when this is and when you pre-order and all this stuff, you might get to attend that session live. You might get a recording of that live session, mm-hmm. but you're going to get that no matter what. And then, I mean, I don't know. Maybe a few surprises.
Oh.
That we might throw in that we might not tell anybody about right now.
Yeah, there's a few things that we're working on in the background, trying to kind of make happen and bring to the light of day, if you will. But it's just nuanced and we're figuring those out.
Mm-hmm. Little extra special little extras. Goodies.
We always want to bring the goods.
They're going to be good ones. So.
So. What was that voice?
I don't know. So walletwin.com/book. There'll be a link in the show notes as well. You can just tap that and order your book now. So walletwin.com/book. Hit the pre-order now button and pre-order now today.
Yeah. Pre-order. Get it in. Go over to the website. Let us know you got it. And then, most importantly, write a review.
Absolutely.
We have been emphasized heavily mm-hmm. by our publisher that these reviews really, really do matter. So if you would be so kind to, after you pre-order and you get that thing into your hands, if you could go back onto Amazon to leave a review, we would be oh so grateful. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll, as those come in, we'll probably read some on the podcast. And might even have some special goodies for people who end up leaving reviews.
Or maybe if it's a limerick or a haiku or a sonnet.
Okay.
Probably get read.
Okay. There you go. Go ahead and leave a really Jonathan-esque review on the book. And that's a wrap. We enjoyed writing this. We hope you enjoy reading it. Head on over to Amazon. Do the pre-order. walletwin.com/book mm-hmm. to let us know. And until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the WalletWin program at WalletWin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.
Love WalletWin and wish all your church friends could learn about the money milestones and the financial phases and see real transformation in their finances too? Well, we've got a brand new program that helps bring WalletWin Academy access to everybody in your parish all at once. If you think your parish might be interested, if you want to bring this program to your church, just hop on over to walletwin.com/parish referral. Or use the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and we will start that conversation to bring WalletWin Academy to everybody in the pews. That's walletwin.com/parish referral, or use the link in the show notes.